Everybody hear me okay? So my name's Matt Steiner. I'm from St. Louis City Department of Health, which is different from my colleague who's from St. Louis County. It's a little confusing. St. Louis City is its own county in Missouri, which is a little odd, but just to differentiate. Anyway, I'm here to talk about our obesity surveillance program that we began. I have nothing to disclose. So back in 2013, our mayor identified reducing obesity by 5% by 2018 as a key goal of the sustainability plan. We didn't have a baseline, so we don't know what 5% of whatever was, so we needed to get it figured out so that in 2018, when we measure, we know if we've made any progress. One of the problems was that BERFAS data, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance Survey, is for St. Louis City, the most recent is 2011, and it really doesn't get much more granular than the county level, so we can't look at things at a zip code level or a neighborhood level or anything along those lines. So we were wondering if we could use some existing data sources for a baseline, so we started looking around in the literature, and we found some work that had been done in Oregon and Nevada originally that they called their DMV and got their driver's licenses. On your driver's license is your height and weight, and I'll talk about the problem with that in a minute. This is where we are. I just sort of assumed everyone knows where Missouri is, but maybe that's not true. Anyway, that's the state of Missouri, and the little red part is St. Louis City. The white part just to the west of that is St. Louis County, where my colleague is from. So it turns out that federal law actually requires the DMV to share their information with another government agency if it's required to fill a core function, surveillance being a core function. So there are 18 zip codes in St. Louis City, and then there are several contiguous zip codes on the outside of St. Louis City that also share a little bit of St. Louis City. So we requested records for all of those zip codes, and the original file contained almost 400,000 driver's license records. The fields that were included were street address, the city, the state, their zip code, their height, their weight, their date of birth, their gender, and the date that their driver's license was last updated. So we had to exclude about 2,500 fields because of incomplete or corrupted data. That was PO boxes, or the address was missing, or they had special characters in fields that didn't really belong. So then we geocoded using ArcGIS, about 173,000 records to the city, and then we had to exclude an additional 1,400 based on some criteria that we had found that Oregon and Nevada did, and those exclusion criteria were if you're older than 90 years old, height less than 4 feet, greater than 7 feet, if you weigh less than 50 pounds or greater than 600 pounds, and then a BMI of less than 14.5 or greater than 65 kilograms per meter squared. So after that, we had a final analytic sample of approximately 172,000 records. We calculated their BMI from their height and their weight, and then we adjusted that BMI for unreliability of self-report, and we assigned it to the appropriate category. When we looked at the Oregon study, what they did is they actually adjusted theirs to BERFAS, and they found that women tend to underreport their weight on their driver's license by about 5% and men by about 2%. So we adjusted those upwards. Again, that's only correcting to BERFAS, which is also another self-report, but it's the best we could find. So the results that we found, the age distribution, over 75% of the total records are within the 20 to 59-year-old age range. There were slightly more females than males, very, very slight. 93% of the records have been updated since 2009 or later, and 60.9% are either overweight or obese, according to their driver's license. Less than 2 in 5 are normal weight. More men than women are categorized as overweight or obese. Women more likely to be categorized as obese. Men more likely to be categorized as overweight. As age increases on the bottom left, so does the population that is overweight or obese. The rate of overweight and obesity remains below 50% through age 29. Only 1/3 of the residents less than 20 years old are overweight or obese. We separated the neighborhoods out by region. So on the top right graph, that's North, Central, and South City. You can see that the North has the highest rate of overweight and obesity. And then on the bottom right, you can see broken out by gender. Northern corridor females had the highest rate of overweight and obesity, and central corridor females had the lowest. I made some maps. These are zip codes. Those are census tracts. So you can see that the highest rates of overweight and obesity are largely concentrated in the north part of the city, which is a socioeconomically depressed part of the city. It's largely African American, whereas the south, particularly the southwestern part, is particularly more affluent. And then with these maps, those are the 79 city neighborhoods, and then on the right there is the census block group, so it's even more granular. You can see considerably lower rates of overweight and obesity surrounded around some of the city's more vibrant parks, those two kind of long rectangular ones there. Let's see, some of the limitations here, it is self-report. 85% of the reported weights are a multiple of five, suggesting estimates. Some of the driver's licenses had been updated just days prior to the data dump that we got from the DMV. Some of them were considerably older than that. People aren't required to update their height and weight. So, for example, my driver's license says that I weigh what I weighed when I was like 16. I haven't changed much, but some people have. And there's a lack of unique identifiers, so you can't follow a particular cohort or person over time. Final slide, promise. So anyway, it's very cost effective. By that I mean free. So if you're from a government agency, again, they have to share it with you. The number of records gives it pretty good statistical power, because even at really granular levels like census block groups, you have a lot of numbers. For us, it validated known areas of concern around the city for obesity and other health problems and social determinants of health, like socioeconomic factors. And I'll stop there.
How quickly were you able to receive the data after making your request?
That was a wrestle. So we made the initial request, and they said, what do you want it for? And we said, we want it to look at obesity. And I guess they went to their supervisors, and long answer short, 2 months.
Okay. So. Thanks.
Thanks for that presentation.
Sure.
It's a really novel use of surveillance data. I guess I was just wondering what percentage of the population of St. Louis has a driver's license? Is that a concern to take before doing this?
Right. So given our population that is age 16 years and over, we had, I think, 95% of the estimated population from American Community Survey from the Census Bureau. So there's that, but the problem is, you know, it doesn't take any account into childhood obesity. So there's no way to measure that because everything we got was 16 years old and over. Thanks.
No worries.